No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 17th day of July. I would like to personally welcome you all here. I'm so glad that you made your way into the stratosphere of the interweb waves. This is crazy that we get to do this, isn't it? But I am so grateful to my husband for saying yes 21 years ago, because that means every Bible podcast that came after Daily Audio Bible has been grandfathered in, because Brian is the original, the longest podcast that has been aired every single day since the existence of podcasting has been because of my husband. This podcast holds that record. And I don't say that to be arrogant or bragging on my husband. I say that because I am so proud that this record is held by a biblical podcast, a reading of the Bible. Because my husband, the least likely candidate, said yes. And that's a whole story within a story. When he told me what he was doing, I said, "What? Come again? Can you say that slower and in English?" And then he said words to me I have never heard him say before. "God told me to." And I didn't have another further thing to say, because I was like, either this man has a fever or he has heard from the Lord himself. And I think it is no contest to decide which one was true. I'm grateful for his yes. I'm grateful that you are here, and I am grateful to God that I get to be a part of this journey here in this space at Chronological. Today we continue in the book of Isaiah, reading chapters 18 through 22. This week we are reading the New International Version, Isaiah chapter 18. "Woe to the land of whirring wings along the rivers of Cush, which sends envoys by sea and papyrus boats over the water. Go, swift messengers, to a people tall and smooth-skinned, to a people feared far and wide, an aggressive nation of strange speech, whose land is divided by rivers. All you people of the world, you who live on the earth, when a banner is raised on the mountains, you will see it, and when a trumpet sounds, you will hear it. This is what the Lord says to me. I will remain quiet and will look on from my dwelling place, like shimmering heat in the sunshine, like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. For before the harvest, when the blossom is gone and the flower becomes a ripening grape, he will cut off the shoots with pruning knives and cut down and take away the spreading branches. They will all be left to the mountain birds of prey and to the wild animals. The birds will feed on them all summer, the wild animals all winter. At that time, gifts will be brought to the Lord Almighty, from a people tall and smooth skin, from a people feared far and wide, an aggressive nation of strange speech, whose land is divided by rivers. The gifts will be brought to Mount Zion, the place of the name of the Lord Almighty." A prophecy against Egypt. "See, the Lord rides on a swift cloud and is coming to Egypt. The idols of Egypt tremble before him, and the hearts of the Egyptians melt with fear. I will stir up Egyptian against Egyptian. Brother will fight against brother, neighbor against neighbor, city against city, kingdom against kingdom. The Egyptians will lose heart, and I will bring their plans to nothing. They will consult the idols and the spirits of the dead, the mediums and the spiritists. I will hand the Egyptians over to the power of a cruel master, and a fierce king will rule over them, declares the Lord Almighty. The waters of the river will dry up, and the riverbed will be parched and dry. The canals will stink. The streams of Egypt will dwindle and dry up. The reeds and rushes will wither. Also the plants along the Nile at the mouth of the river. Every sown field along the Nile will become parched, will blow away and be no more. The fishermen will groan and lament, all who cast hooks into the Nile. Those who throw nets on the water will pine away. Those who work with combed flax will despair. The weavers of fine linen will lose hope. The workers in cloth will be dejected, and all the wage earners will be sick at heart. The officials of Zoan are nothing but fools. The wise counselors of Pharaoh give senseless advice. How can you say to Pharaoh, "I am one of the wise men, a disciple of the ancient kings"? Where are your wise men now? Let them show you and make known what the Lord Almighty has planned against Egypt. The officials of Zoan have become fools. The leaders of Memphis are deceived. The cornerstones of her peoples have led Egypt astray. The Lord has poured into them a spirit of dizziness. They make Egypt stagger in all that she does, as a drunkard staggers around in his vomit. There is nothing Egypt can do, head or tail, palm branch or reed. In that day, the Egyptians will become weaklings. They will shudder with fear at the uplifted hand that the Lord Almighty raises against them. And the land of Judah will bring terror to the Egyptians. Everyone to whom Judah is mentioned will be terrified because of what the Lord Almighty is planning against them. In that day, five cities in Egypt will speak the language of Canaan and swear allegiance to the Lord Almighty. One of them will be called the City of the Sun. In that day, there will be an altar to the Lord in the heart of Egypt, and a monument to the Lord at its border. It will be a sign and witness to the Lord Almighty in the land of Egypt. When they cry out to the Lord because of their oppressors, He will send them a Savior and Defender, and He will rescue them. So the Lord will make Himself known to the Egyptians, and in that day they will acknowledge the Lord. They will worship with sacrifices and grain offerings. They will make vows to the Lord and keep them. The Lord will strike Egypt with a plague. He will strike them and heal them. They will turn to the Lord, and He will respond to their pleas and heal them. In that day there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria. The Assyrians will go to Egypt, and the Egyptians to Assyria. The Egyptians and Assyrians will worship together. In that day, Israel will be the third, along with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing on the earth. The Lord Almighty will bless them, saying, "Blessed be Egypt, my people, Assyria, my handiwork, and Israel, my inheritance." In that year that the supreme commander, sent by Sargon, king of Assyria, came to Ashdod and attacked and captured it, at that time the Lord spoke through Isaiah, son of Amoz. He said to him, "Take off the sackcloth from your body and the sandals from your feet." And he did so, going around stripped and barefoot. Then the Lord said, "Just as my servant Isaiah has gone stripped and barefoot for 3 years, as a sign and portent against Egypt and Cush, so the king of Assyria will lead away stripped and barefoot the Egyptian captives and Cushite exiles, young and old, with buttocks bared, to Egypt's shame. Those who trusted in Cush and boasted in Egypt will be dismayed and put to shame. In that day, the people who live on this coast will say, 'See what has happened to those we relied on, those we fled to for help and deliverance from the king of Assyria? How then can we escape?'" A prophecy against the desert by the sea. Like whirlwinds sweeping through the southland, an invader comes from the desert, from a land of terror. A dire vision has been shown to me. The traitor betrays, the looter takes loot. Elam, attack. Media, lay siege. I will bring to an end all the groaning she caused. At this my body is racked with pain. Pangs seize me like those of a woman in labor. I am staggered by what I hear. I am bewildered by what I see. My heart falters. Fear makes me tremble. The twilight I longed for has become a horror to me. They set the tables. They spread the rugs. They eat. They drink. Get up, you officers. Oil the shields. This is what the Lord says to me. Go, post a lookout and have him report what he sees. When he sees chariots with teams of horses, riders on donkeys or riders on camels, let him be alert, fully alert. And the lookout shouted, day after day, my Lord, I stand on the watchtower. Every night I stay at my post. Look, here comes a man in a chariot with a team of horses. And he gives back the answer. Babylon has fallen. All the images of its gods lie shattered on the ground. My people who are crushed on the threshing floor, I tell you what I have heard from the Lord Almighty, from the God of Israel. A prophecy against Duma. Someone calls to me from Seir. Watchman, what is left of the night? Watchman, what is left of the night? The watchman replies, morning is coming, but also the night. If you would ask, then ask, and come back yet again. A prophecy against Arabia. You caravans of Dedanites, who camp in the thickets of Arabia, bring water for the thirsty. You who live in Tema, bring food for the fugitives. They flee from the sword, from the drawn sword, from the bent bow, and from the heat of battle. This is what the Lord says to me. Within 1 year, as a servant bound by contract would count it, all the splendor of Kedar will come to an end. The survivors of the archers, the warriors of Kedar, will be few. The Lord, the God of Israel, has spoken. A prophecy against the Valley of Vision. What troubles you now? That you have all gone up on the roofs, you town so full of commotion, you city of tumult and revelry. Your slain were not killed by the sword, nor did they die in battle. All your leaders have fled together. They have been captured without using the bow. All you who were caught were taken prisoner together, having fled while the enemy was still far away. Therefore, I said, turn away from me. Let me weep bitterly. Do not try to console me over the destruction of my people. The Lord Almighty, has a day of tumult and trampling and terror in the Valley of Vision, a day of battering down walls and of crying out to the mountains. Elam takes up the quiver with her charioteers and horses. Kerr uncovers the shield. Your choicest valleys are full of chariots, and horsemen are posted at the city gates. The Lord stripped away the defenses of Judah, and you looked in that day to the weapons in the palace of the forest. You saw that the walls of the city of David were broken through in many places. You stored up water in the lower pool. You counted the buildings in Jerusalem and tore down houses to strengthen the wall. You built a reservoir between the two walls for the water of the old pool, but you did not look to the one who made it, or have regard for the one who planned it long ago. The Lord Almighty, called you on that day to weep and to wail, to tear out your hair and put on sackcloth. But see, there is joy and revelry, slaughtering of cattle and killing of sheep, eating of meat and drinking of wine. Let us eat and drink, you say, for tomorrow we die. The Lord Almighty has revealed this in my hearing. Till your dying day, this sin will not be atoned for, says the Lord Almighty. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Go, say to the steward, to Shibna, the palace administrator, what are you doing here, and who gave you permission to cut out a grave for yourself here, hewing your grave on the height and chiseling your resting place in the rock? Beware, the Lord is about to take firm hold of you and hurl you away, you mighty man. He will roll you up tightly like a ball and throw you into a large country. There you will die, and there the chariots you were so proud of will become a disgrace to your master's house. I will depose you from your office, and you will be ousted from your position. And that day, I will summon my servant, Eliakim, son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe and fasten your sash around him and hand your authority over to him. He will be a father to those who live in Jerusalem and to the people of Judah. I will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. I will drive him like a peg into a firm place. He will become a seat of honor for the house of his father. All the glory of his family will hang on him, its offspring and offshoots, all its lesser vessels, from the bowls to all the jars. In that day, declares the Lord Almighty, the peg driven into the firm place will give way. It will be sheared off and will fall, and the load hanging on it will be cut down. The Lord has spoken. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for this time together in your word. We acknowledge here in this place that you are the only righteous judge. We need your judgment in our lives for everyone that has wronged us. And we beg you for mercy in trying to escape that judgment for our own selves. But we acknowledge that when we repent, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And to know you is to know a good father that corrects their children in love and still loves. And may we realize that we won't need correction if we walk in your ways and strive for righteousness. Let that be our prayer today. Let it begin here and now with me. I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that is the free app 2.0. Download it if you have not. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you, and we are so grateful for each and every one of you. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right hand corner. And lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, if you would like to share what you believe God has answered to the prayers of this community, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. Or again, if you're utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top right-ish section. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit the little red microphone right below that. Hit the right icon, chronological, to ensure it gets to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hi, DABC family. This is one of his daughters in Asia, and I've changed my moniker for now. I just wanted to call in and give you all a brief update and ask for continued prayers. My husband and I are still at this seminary, and things are really ramping up for me as far as what I need to do while I'm here. But then I also need to continue with my other job and also kind of hold the house down and support my husband while he's in seminary. So there is a lot of work, and I pray for encouragement for me there. Also, please help my husband, as he has been out of school for a long time, and this is a very different style of education for him. And so it is challenging. He is in his second week of his second month-long module for the year. So please pray for him, pray for encouragement, and that he will grow the skills necessary for this type of learning very, very quickly. Also, please pray for encouragement, because he is seriously wondering why God has him here. Many of his classmates are in the same boat with that, so prayers for them. Most importantly, however, please pray for God's protection and guidance for the persecuted church here in Asia. Our situation is still unknown. The security of our situation is still unknown. The government seems to be building a case, but we don't know when they will act. So please pray for all of us. Thank you, family. Bye.
Fancy fam, it's Carrie, aka Jesus Girl, his redeemed daughter. I love you. And I am riding down the expressway following. After listening to your call today. My heart broke when I heard you say your PET scan hadn't turned out the way you wanted. But then when you said you just wanted to be a good testimony, or to be, you know, to give a good testimony. My dear, you are a true testimony of Christ in you. Your steadfast, your constant reliance on Him for His strength, and using that strength to continue to face each moment, the way that even in the midst of your horrific trial right now, you continue to call and pray for others. So many people would have just given up and boo-hoo for me. And I've never heard that out of you, but we've been on this journey together for so long now. And yes, we would all love to see God do a miraculous healing in you. But watching the way He holds you and helps you continue to face each day and face each of these disappointments and face your fears, you are a powerful testimony. And I will continue to be praying for you. I love you. Be blessed, sister.
Hi, guys. It's Kate calling in. I just heard a couple of people that I want to lift up in prayer. One is D1, KSD, and LOV. Father, I lift this beautiful couple up before you and acknowledge the absolute hits that their marriage and relationship and personal selves have had in the last few years that I've been on the DABC since 21. Father, would you knit them together? Would you make their bond unbreakable, impervious to the flaming darts of the enemy? And would you just give each of them softened hearts, minds, and spirits toward each other? And bring healing, bring people, just the right people, alongside of them to minister to them, those who've been through whatever they're going through are the best medicine. But Lord, you know ultimately. So I ask you to do a mighty work, a mighty healing, a mighty mending of past wounds and issues, and just cleanse and heal this marriage of these two lovely people who are faithful to you and who walk with you. I ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.